Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knss.radio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Parler. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Vote him out. Oh, Willie Nelson. You gotta love it. With the addition of a new batch of cases, all from the state of Texas, ironically, the Heritage Foundation's election fraud database now has over 1,300 cases of proven election fraud. And they're all following numerous other ongoing prosecutions. But, you know, I seem to recall that the press and the Democrats keep saying that there's no such thing as election fraud. Amazing how that works. Joining us now to walk us through these numbers is Hans von Spakovsky. He is an authority on a wide range of issues, including civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment, and immigration at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show, my friend. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well, brother.
No, I did, and I want to wish you a Happy New Year, and the same to all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, first thing I have to ask you before we get to some of these numbers, I don't know, I'm sure you saw the scenes that played out on Wednesday at the United States Capitol. And, you know, we're talking about voter fraud, and the folks who were there legitimately concerned about voter fraud. But I'm just curious to give me your thoughts on what you saw there, what played out on Wednesday. That's, you know... What do you think? I mean, you've been around politics a long time. It was just sad to see that, wasn't it?
It was. And I have to say that violence and trespassing at the U.S. Capitol is just not acceptable. We are a country based on adherence to the rule of law. And I understand people are frustrated, but that kind of behavior is simply unacceptable. You know, what people should be doing is taking their frustration and transferring it into pushing, for example, state legislators to do in-depth investigations into what happened in the election and to come up with changing the laws in their state, amending the laws to fix the vulnerabilities and the holes in the process that are uncovered.
Yeah, it doesn't help that... You know, some in the media and certainly the Democrats, you know, keep diminishing and disregarding these concerns of election fraud. I, you know, I think awareness of the threats of election fraud is the first step in securing fair and secure elections. I think one of the reasons people are so frustrated is because their concerns are being completely disregarded as being unfounded, irrelevant, or just wild conspiracy theories. You know, this kind of concerns should be a bipartisan priority in every state, shouldn't they, Hunt?
Yeah, it should be. And in fact, the media would do a better job of, instead of belittling these claims, going and investigating and talking to people who witnessed these kind of problems and doing the kind of in-depth investigation that's required. And look, I'll give you a good example of this. Look, in 1997, the Miami mayor's race ended up getting overturned by a judge over 5,000 fraudulent absentee ballots that had changed the outcome of the race. But look, one of the whole reasons for that was because the Miami Herald newspaper, instead of acting the way newspapers do today, they sent their reporters out after all these allegations started coming up after the election. They sent their reporters out, and they did an in-depth investigation. They talked to people. They interviewed witnesses who said they had seen wrongdoing. They uncovered most of the fraud that had occurred in that election. In fact, they won a Pulitzer Prize for what they had done. You don't see that happening these days. Instead, you see newspapers and others simply trying to minimize and say, oh, nothing happened. But they haven't gone out and done the kind of investigation on the ground that the Miami Herald did in 1997 to try to see, well, what had really happened.
Right. Well, you know, I think if this were the other way around and it was a Democrat on the losing end, we might see that. But, you know, as I looked at some of the numbers that you guys reported in your article on the Daily Signal, you guys are tracking, you know, prosecutions, like you said, in Texas were the most recent additions. But like one of the prosecutions in Texas that you're looking into involves a social worker who's been charged with 134 felony counts of election fraud, correct?
Right. She works in a state supported institution for people who are mentally incapacitated. And she was registering them to vote, even though many of them had been declared legally incompetent by courts. And you and I both know that if she'd been successful with those registrations, she then would have requested what? Absentee ballots.
Yeah, absolutely.
On their behalf. And she would have voted those ballots, and she would have, the state would not have been able to detect it because she was the person filling out the voter registration forms and signing the names of these voters. And so her signature, guess what? It would have matched the signatures on the absentee ballot. If this had not been discovered in early on in the process, she might have been able to get away with it and could have submitted fraudulent ballots on behalf of numerous people in that institution. She was taking advantage of disabled individuals.
Well, and that may not impact a congressional race. It might, but it certainly would have an impact on state legislative, state House, state Senate. See, we've seen that in Kansas, where some state House, state Senate races are won by certainly less than 134, you know, votes. Heck, some of these U.S. races at some point could be, you know, determined by that kind of margin. You've got a guy in Los Angeles who's on trial for submitting fraudulent voter registrations on behalf of homeless individuals. You guys are watching cases in, you know, Wisconsin. You're tracking multiple cases all across the country. And yet it seems like the media, the left, they're either working to undermine the integrity of the of elections, or they just want to sweep it under the rug as if it's not occurring, right?
No, that's right. And unfortunately, too many of the – I mean, we're fortunate. These are cases where, for example, Attorney General of Texas has actually acted. But look, there's evidence of many other potential cases of fraud that are being ignored by prosecutors, being ignored by the FBI, being ignored by the U.S. Justice Department, and being ignored by election officials. And I'll give you just a quick example of this. Prior to the election, the Public Interest Legal Foundation issued a shocking report. And what they had done is they went, they got the voter registration lists of 42 states. They supplemented that voter registration data because they didn't want to turn up false information and false claims. And what I mean by that is they supplemented the voter registration information they'd gotten on voters with commercial data from, for example, credit agencies like Equifax. By doing that, they were able to get unique identifiers on each voter. That way, when they compared the states, they would know whether the John Smith registered to vote in Georgia is the same or a different John Smith registered in Alabama. They then compared the voter histories of those states, and you know what they found? Over 140,000 cases of potential voter fraud or people who had voted, for example, twice in the 2016 and 2018 federal elections because they were registered. Many of them were registered in two different states. There were many individuals who were registered twice in the same state, and election officials hadn't caught it. All kinds of issues like that. Do you think that a single election official in any state has contacted the Public Interest Legal Foundation asking for the names of those voters who they found had done that? Do you think the FBI has contacted them and asked for the names of a single one of those voters they found? No.
No.
And it's the reports. It's been ignored.
And oftentimes when they do, or when they try and purge, you know, deceased voters or unverified voters from rolls, they get attacked for you know, disenfranchising or purging. I mean, I know that we get that all the time when you hear the states that are purging people who haven't voted in 10 years and they're trying to clean up their election rolls. Well, then you get the NAACP or people like Stacey Abrams who come in and sue them for purging their voter rolls. I think it is safe to say that the left is working to undermine this. Do you guys have any kind of plan to stop them? I know Heritage has been working for years to find some take steps or put, you know, plans out there to stop this. What do you recommend?
Well, we have a whole list of recommendations of what we think states ought to do, and it covers a whole host of areas, everything from requiring proof of citizenship when people register to vote to requiring an ID for people when they vote, not just in person, but also
vote by mail,
which only a small number of states like Kansas and Alabama are doing. And that, look, what was one of the biggest contentions in this past election? It was absentee ballots because there was such a huge increase in voting by mail. And yet the vast majority of states don't require any kind of ID when people vote by mail.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the biggest area. And if we don't find a way to fix that before the next, certainly the next congressional election, but by the next presidential election, I think we're going to find ourselves in the same position here in 4 years. Hans, we posted a link to that recent Daily Signal article on this topic on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want to read more of your pieces, I saw you got a couple of more on there. They can find them at heritage.org, correct?
That is exactly right, heritage.org.
I appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend. Thanks for bringing this to my listeners. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Sure thing, anytime.
So coming up, we're going to get a preview of the upcoming 2021 legislative session, which starts tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact, with Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.